Dustin Lynch and Mackenzie Porter, I imagine y'all both have some interesting DMs that get slidden into your social media.
There are some interesting offers from folks along the way. There's no doubt.
You know what's crazy? This is kind of nasty. But like, the one I get the most is to send photos of my feet. Like, that is like always.
See,
like, I could make a lot of money.
If I would have known that, we would have shot the music video differently. We would have probably switched roles. I would have been driving and you would have feet on the dash.
Yeah.
Lisa from Puyallup, Washington, you said you had something to confess.
I spend way, way too much on Amazon and I don't have a regret.
I'm sorry. Is this my wife and did you change your phone number on me?
No, but ironically enough, my husband is the UPS driver and a lot of times he delivers our own stuff. So it's really hard for me to get away with it.
That's awesome. He's like, oh no, what did she get today?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You're listening to B-Dub Radio.
Got to talk to both Kelsey Ballerini and Morgan Evans at separate times. There was a story about a bat that got caught in their bedroom, and Morgan had a chance to describe how it happened, and I just wanted to confirm it with Kelsey and make sure that that was actually true. Here's how that went. We told some fish stories with your husband yesterday, and I had to ask him this, and I'm going to play this audio for you, and I want you to make sure that this is an accurate representation of what actually happened in your bedroom that you posted on, well, fish stories. Yeah, so this is what he said happened.
Just like, you know, out of your like kind of periphery, you can kind of see something moving. And I looked up and there's this bat just going above us. And I leant over and I think Kelsey had maybe gone to sleep. And I was like, Kels, don't freak out. I'm just going to ask you to get out of bed and walk out of the room and shut the door. And she screamed and ran.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Yeah, I tried to catch this bat to no avail.
Okay.
He mansplained that so hard. First of all, there was no scream. Second of all, if he thinks that he was, babe, get out of the room. There's a bat. He was freaking out. We both stopped, dropped, and rolled out of bed and rolled out of the room to get low.
Yeah, you don't want to get like COVID from it or something.
This man, we were living in a condo at the time. He went to the condo pool, huge,
yeah,
and got the pool net, huge, got it up to our condo, put on my robe and a towel over his head.
Oh, I saw the video, yeah.
And then
yeah,
was trying to get the bat out with a like 18-foot pool net. And I was in the other room with the door cracked filming the whole thing because it was hilarious, but he was not calm.
You're listening to B-Dub Radio.
Nico Moon checking in.
B-Dub, what's going on?
I like to give awards. Like, I feel like Dustin Lynch has the best smile in country music. It's a tie between Randy Houser and Darius Rucker for the best laugh. Man, you've got the best natural eyebrows in country, man. You got a the brows are like on point. And that's like
best brows.
I know guys typically don't, but do you do anything to them, or is that just God's gift right there?
No, man, it's just pretty much what it is.
But no, it works for you. Like, it's just like, cause dude, I don't even have eyebrows anymore. I gotta start just fermenting my eyebrows, man. It's like, don't touch them. Keep doing whatever your diet or vitamins you're taking, just keep rocking it.
Hey, man, I'll take that award. I'll take that one all day.
You're listening to B-Dub Radio.
All right, let's be real for a second. Will you tell someone that you're going to be a few minutes late? What does that actually mean? It's B-Dub Radio. What do you think?
Ooh, at least 10 minutes late.
A few minutes does not mean a few. I guess it depends.
Maybe 15.
I'm going to be a few minutes late. Like, what exactly is a few in your book?
I mean, in the book, a few is like two. In my book, it's like probably 15, or I haven't even left the house and I'm across town.
You just keep on living your truth. Just keep on living your truth. That's what matters. First time I met Lainey Wilson, I was blacked out after a football game.
So we had to re-meet.
Right. I did not remember much of the first time. I'm sure you remembered a lot, but I
remember you being blacked out.
Yeah, I was. I think I did a Captain Morgan pose on a fire pit in the middle of the restaurant. I mean, it was not my proudest moment, but you know what? It makes for a good story.
I'm going to tell you right now, I won't forget you. I won't.
We should have added that to the things a man ought to know, how to hold his liquor and or what are his limits.
Or how to black out and have a good time.
Well, there's that. I've got that part mastered.
That's what I'm saying. You know a few things.
The five hottest songs of the day
in 60 seconds or less.
This is the B-Dub Radio Insta Countdown.
Insta Countdown.
All right, let's get to it. Kane Brown kicking off the countdown tonight with One Mississippi.
Number five.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three shots of whiskey. Are you on your way? We're tipsy, baby, come kiss me. I can't wait, I can't wait.
Number four.
We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole. One way the same time goes, the money too.
Number three.
Our whiskey and a rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon in the glass.
Number two. Oh
God, we were so alive. I was a kid on a carnival ride.
Number one.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon street stay with the Oreo shake.
Look! Oh, wow.
B-Dub Radio. On air and online at bdubradio.com.